show is about to start. Fashionista.
Warm on a 1.3's Fashionista is Joan Lincoln from Panache.
Well, thank you. Wow, what an intro. Well, the topic today for Fashion First is about phase one versus phase two for small businesses. And I know the new Nikki's been covering it, you know, with in the news and Bob Duffy and, you know, Cuomo. And you know, we're all of the local retailers are watching it so closely. And, you know, I as a small business owner, a brick and mortar, I have fought selling online since I launched 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not going to you know, it's all about recreating yourself right now, but I'm not going to fall back or change my philosophy on being a small business owner. So I have chosen not to sell online, and so I won't be opening tomorrow as phase one curbside retail pickup. And, you know, my small and mighty team of four of us, you know, we're all, most of us are grandmothers, and we just want to be super, super safe when we finally get to turn the key.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. So we're waiting for phase two, which will take us to early June. And, you know, we have everything in place. I worked with a local designer to get some masks monogrammed for my team. And, you know, I have everything lined up. We are following the perfectly panache protocol, if you will.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not an easy decision. I'm on a group chat with other local fashion retail. And, you know, some are waiting after phase two, some are opening tomorrow for curbside, but a lot of the gals, and they're all female-owned businesses that I'm keeping in contact with, they have always sold online. So for them to be able to open curbside tomorrow is wonderful, and I'm excited for them. But we're going to...
It's kind of hard with your business because you've got things coming and going, you know, all the time. And it's not like you're, you know, a Kohl's where you have all today's fashions and all that stuff. You know, the new stuff. You've got stuff that's coming and going all the time. I can't imagine what an undertaking that would have to be able to go online with that.
Right. Well, it's a process. And, you know, because I'm consignment, I only have one of each. So if the small doesn't work that I sent you, then where are we at?
Exactly.
So I just had to make that, you know, educated decision, that big, big decision that I just wasn't going to sell online. And I hope and I have great confidence in our local shoppers that they will need and want panache back in their life.
Oh, we need it, Joan. We need it. And I'll tell you the difference, you know, and we've talked about, I buy stuff online. Joan knows that. But what you can't get online that you can get at Panache is you get to try the stuff on at Panache.
Right.
And then you get to get Joan's advice, like, no to that one, yes to that, you know. So you can't get that online.
Thank you. Thank you. And we do promote ourselves. You know, the girls that have work alongside me, we have so many years and great stories of local Rochester retail. It's exciting for me to have that history within our panache team. And Nikki, you know, our customer service, we really pride ourselves on that.
Oh,
and
yes.
The hardest part.
Your opinion, Joan, means a lot. When I try on a dress for a big event, I need to know what Joan thinks.
Well, listen, we wish you Godspeed and get this whole, for the whole world, of course, but we, of course, want to get our local business going as safely and as quickly as humanly possible.